The U.S. and Britain have circulated a draft of a new UN Security Council resolution on Iraq. The proposal would endorse the transfer of sovereignty to an interim Iraqi government on June 30th. The 15-member Security Council met behind closed doors today in New York to discuss the resolution. Initial reactions were fairly positive. But some member nations are concerned that the draft does not give enough power to the interim Iraqi government, especially in matters of security. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
The United States and Britain presented the draft resolution as President Bush began a series of speeches designed to reassure Americans that his plans for stabilizing Iraq will succeed. The resolution is intended to confer legitimacy on the interim Iraqi government and attract more economic and military assistance to Iraq. After seeing the text, German Ambassador to the UN Gunter Ploeger was cautiously optimistic.
Our first impression is that it is a good basis for discussion.
But Ploeger indicated some concern about security arrangements, which give a U.S.-led multinational force in Iraq ultimate control over the Iraqi police and military.
The security question is an important question, and we will have to have a look at how the organization of the multilateral force and its cooperation with the Iraqi government is being organized.
France and Russia have expressed similar concerns. U.S. Ambassador to the UN James Cunningham today offered this reassurance.
The resolution makes clear that the multinational force will be reviewed after 12 months or at the request of the transitional government, and it also makes clear the importance of the consent of the sovereign government of Iraq for the presence of multinational forces.
British Ambassador Amer Jones Perry explains that until the election of the transitional government, presumably in December or January, the multinational force would remain in Iraq with the consent of the appointed interim government that takes power on June 30th.
We hope to get that consent by having a discussion with the putative government as soon as it's available. And we would have that discussion, we envisage, before adoption of the resolution.
The resolution calls for arrangements to ensure cooperation between Iraqis and the U.S.-led multinational force, but it does not allow Iraqi forces to refuse an order from the Americans, State Department spokesman Richard Boucher.
The precise terms of that relationship will have to be worked out with the Iraqis as they form an interim government.
U.N. envoy Lakhdar Brahimi is in the process of naming the members of that new government. Boucher says that once his job is finished, the U.N. resolution can be finalized.
We want to be able to move quickly once that process, once the new government is announced.
In addition to security, there may be questions about language in the resolution concerning oil revenue. The text says the interim government would have control over Iraq's oil resources, but the resolution would keep in place an international auditing board to help protect investors and donors. After today's Security Council meeting, Chile's ambassador, Geraldo Muñoz, said the council has some hard work ahead, but he suggested it is possible to achieve consensus.
I think there are a lot of differences yet. This is a first text. This is a first step. Many of the preoccupations of the delegations have been incorporated. Others haven't.
Ambassador Muñoz says the Security Council must send a clear signal that on July 1st, a new era begins in Iraq with a truly sovereign government. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.